Morning, morning everybody on Zoom. Morning everybody in Ash Kodesh. Yeah, I want to pick up something yesterday that was raised yesterday. Lemaisa, it's more kosher to Hanukkah. I'll show you now why. I'm not going to go into the whole sugya now. Well, there's a nakuda that we left off here yesterday, which could actually, you could get it wrong. And if you get it wrong, there's a vayagadol. We spoke yesterday about the Issa of Los Achmud. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this. I just want to fill in a gap here. We spoke yesterday about there's an Issa of Los Achmud. It's the 10th of the Asara Dibrois, which means Yusoidis, as we said. The Asiri Kodesh, it's always very Yusoidi. And we see that it's a terrible midah. To be choymed something that somebody else has is a terrible midah. That's for sure. You want something that's in somebody else's world. It's not kosher to your world. It's not kosher to you. Why do you want it? Why do you have a chemed, why are you chemed that? Mitzad sheni, it was pointed out yesterday, yesh tzad tov lechemed. There's a tzad good. There's a tzad toiv to chemed. Nafshi chamdo. Betzel yodecho. There's every yid has is chemed. To be great. Everybody wants to be bigger than he is. Everybody wants to strive for more. There is a chemed, nafshi chamdo. What's it got to do with Chanukah? Chanukah is chemed, loshen chemed is loshen chet mem dalet. The ches is Chanukah, and the mem dalet is the 44 candles we light on Chanukah. We'll see that Chanukah is the chag of this midah of chemed. That's not the time I'm going to speak at Chanukah now. We'll see Chanukah is the chag where you can be more. Oidius. It's ad. 74. We'll see what 74, Loshan Ad, has to do with Chanukah. Mitzvah, we'll talk about that closer to the time. But the vort is that there's a tzat toiv of this Lo Sachmud. The Lo Sachmud we're talking about, that's an Issa, that's the worst Issa, that's the Sheresh of all these Surim. The Sheresh of all these Surim is Lo Sachmud. Mitzat Shani, the Sheresh of all godless, of all mitzvah, is the tzadatov of chomed. You know, it's pointed out in the Sforim HaKadoshim that the each day of the year is connected one of the lavim in the Torah. And Yom Kippur, that's the 10th day of the year, is connected Lo Sachmud. Yom Kippur is Lo Sachmud. Yom Kippur is Lo Sachmud. That's what's brought down there. That's the feeling a person has as Yom Kippur is going out at Nila. Is a person wants more. He's just had an unbelievable experience of Gedush. He wants more. He's trying to hold on to that. He's holding on to that. There's a Sachmud there. That's the positive tzad of Sachmud. But at the same time, in that same moment, the same the Gedush and the Tumah is has its parallel lines. Its parallel tzadim is the Issa of Lo Sachmud. Lo Sachmud is wanting something that's not yours. The positive of Sachmud is wanting what's yours, but it's hidden. But it's there, but you need to bring it out. You want more. You want this deep connection. So that's the tzada toiv of the chemed. Nafshi chamdo betzel yodecha. I've a chemda to be with you, Hashem. That's a tatov, because that's your world. That's something you want that's in your world. But when you want something that comes from out of your world, that's the worst of all the yisurim, because it shows a total lack of understanding who you are and a total disconnect from Hashem. The tzatov of chemed is wanting the connection with Hashem and using it to get closer to Hashem. That's just wanted to tie that knot from yesterday. Is it alamakom? The question's alamakom? Okay. I don't understand.
I want to acquire.
So fine, if it's not yours, if it's no one second, if it's not yours, then you're over the Yisuv Lo Sachmud. That's yours. That's yours. It is yours. It's within you. It's in you. It's in you. It's your world. The shaykh to your world. I don't want him to put on weight. I don't want to be like him. I want to be like me. That's an Issa Deraisa. That's a Deraisa. It's not your world. That car is his world. It has nothing to do with your world. You want a car? Have a car. No problem. No, but you're arguing now. You're not listening. You want to have his car. That's what Sachman. That's an Issa in the Torah. I can't argue with that. I'm not going to change the Torah.
But I can say I need it.
I need a car because I need a car because I want a car because I want to drive Mishulachim around and help them raise money. Gewaldik. That's Nafshichemda, but tell you that. That's your world.
You can justify anything.
Once again, we're talking to honest people, not talking to liars. We're talking about the facts. First, we get the facts straight. I don't know, you have this habit of always trying to take the thing out of the Torah and make it impossible for yourself. No, of course you have to be honest. No one's saying, we're talking about the principles first. We have to understand the principles before we apply them. You can't apply the principles till you've understood them. The difference between lo sachmud and the positive chemda is lo sachmud is taking something that's not yours and bringing it into your world. Wanting something that's not yours. The positive side of chemda is taking what you have inside of yourself already and making that bigger. That's the definition. Now you go apply it however you want. I just want to tie it together. We're learning lo sachmud now. You pointed out yesterday the tzad tov of sachmud. I agree. The fantastic side of tzachmoch, lo sachmud, and that's what we have to be in touch with. To recognize, Ashir el Hashem bo'idi. I sing to Hashem with what I have more. I'm more. I'm always more. I want more. That's what's kept Jews alive for 2,000 years of Golus, is that chemda. But it's not that I want what you've got. I want what I want. Because it's shaykh to me, not because you've got it. I think that's the difference as well. You mentioned yesterday the kinah seifim ta'a b'chochma. There's a concept. Let's look at it mitzad ha'tov, let's say. We know that kinah is a terrible thing. Jealousy is a terrible thing. Kinah is one of the three things. Shemoytzeh sa'odyan min ha'oylam. Why does kinah take you out of your world? Because it's not your world. You want something from another world. Lo ha'oylam shalcha. So it's moytzeh min ha'oylam. What's the difference between positive kinah and negative kinah? Positive kinah is you look at what he's got and you want to raise yourself up as a result of what he's got. Negative kinah is you don't understand why he's got it. Why should he have it? If I don't have it, why has he got it? I also want it. Why has he got it? No, that's the negative kinah. That's Maitseh Salman O'ilom. Positive kinah, you look at a guy and you go, wow, that's amazing. You know, and you get inspired and you want to raise yourself up to his level. Not that you want to drag him down to your level. That's a positive tzad of kinah. You look at a guy who davens with proper kavanah and you see the guy really puts effort into davening. And you also would like to have a shtickl decent davening. You don't resent his davening. You're happy for him. It's just you also want it. So use him to inspire you. That's kinah seifim. Correct. Actually, my extra. Correct. That's kinah seifim. That's the positive side. I want to use him to make me bigger. Not that I resent him. Okay. Fine. Weiter. We don't have tzaddik, hey? I think we finished this 1 second.
Can I just ask a quick question?
You can ask us a slow question as well.
So this positive side of chemed, I don't really understand. Because lo tachmod, it's coveting anything that somebody else has because you don't need it. If you needed it, you would have it. But in wanting something else to better yourself that somebody else doesn't have, that's not lo tachmod. That has nothing to do. That's just, I want something because I feel I need a resource that I don't have to reach my highest potential. So what
my I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about that. Chemed is something that comes from within you. It's something you have inside of you that you're bringing out. Your chemed, b'tzelyo decha. You want to live in the shadow of Hashem. You want to get closer to Hashem. It's not something outside of you. You're yearning for a closer relationship with Hashem. You're yearning to be great. You recognize the potential you have in you that's not being actualized, and you want to bring that out. You want to actualize that. That's the chemda that the pasuk's talking about that's positive. Okay. It's not, there is an aspect as well, if you want to just bring it down as low as you can. He's got a car and you want the car, not his car. Well, sachmud is you want his car. No, you also think that if you had a car, you could do unbelievable mitzvahs with it. You know, you could take little old ladies to the hospital and you could drive people, you could do meals on wheels. Oh, I should have put on the recording, yeah. Okay. I did actually put it on. I forgot that I put it on. So you want a car because you want to use it for mitzvahs. That's not so sachmud. But I recognize that in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, I need certain resources and I go and I daven for them and I go and I make kishtalos to get those resources. That's not lo sachmud. Lo sachmud is this guy just bought a new car and you want that car. It says, don't go after your friend's car, after your friend's wife. You want a wife, get a wife. And there's a problem, but what's his wife got to do with you? That's lo sachmud. It's wanting what someone else has. The positive side of chamad is taking what you've got and utilizing it correctly, growing bigger, wanting yourself to be more. It's a personal thing. It's an internal thing, as opposed to wanting what he's got.
Okay.
Yeah, it's subtle, like you said. There's a ma'od duck, like everything in Torah is a ma'od duck. That's why we have to train ourselves to be sophisticated. Okay. All right, weiter. Sadiqai. I don't know where we got up to yesterday. It was whatever. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go from Mitam Zeh, Bishumim Shel Asaros, the second paragraph from the bottom of the page. Mitam Zeh. Bishumim Shel Asaros Adibris, Moidian Hashem Yisparach. At the end of the Sarah Dibris, Hashem notifies us. Dalacha Bni Ahuvi, you should know my beloved son. Ein Shum Dovah Sheyechel Limnoya Mimcha Es Kabbalas HaTorah. There's nothing in the world that can stop you from your Kabbalas HaTorah. There's nothing in the world that can prevent you arriving, fulfilling your purpose in this world, and arriving at the destination that you're supposed to arrive at. Nothing getting in your way. You have everything you need now to fulfill your purpose in the world. Your talents, your abilities. The chinuch that you had, your upbringing, your particular spiritual and physical situation that you're in now, kula matimim biduk letafkidcha. It's exactly biduk what you need for your job. Exactly. Kol asher le'reyecha, everything that your friends got, einu mesugel lo'el o lo'isif l'cham u'umah. What your next door neighbor's got, however much you think it might improve your situation, be able you to, it's not, it can't help you because you have everything you need already. What you have, you need. And what you don't have, you don't need. My grandfather would never ever buy anything on credit, even his business. He ran his business without an overdraft for 50 years. Even people, even the old Yidden who didn't get into personal debt, but for their businesses, sometimes borrowed money. He never borrowed money. You know why? Because if you don't have the money, vice versa, you don't need it. It was that for simple. These weren't from Yidden. These were Yidden. We're from. We're not Yidden. They were Yidden. That was poshut. It wasn't like an isoin for them. If you have the money, then that means you need it. If you don't have the money to buy it, you don't need it. Well, what's credit? Credit means you're buying something you don't have the money for. It means you don't need it. Otherwise, you'd have the money for it. It's double poshut to them. We can't even yad it. One second. We can't even begin to understand that. To them, it was a double poshut. Yeah, Reb David, you knew people like that, Mustama, yeah? Yeah, it was poshut to them. Okay. So that's the vort. You have everything you need. His beged is not cut for you. His spectacles are not your prescription. What do you want from him? Go find out what you need, get what you need, and use what you need. Forget about him. That's a person has to look at his neighbor as his friend. A Yid, Yehudi, is Yechidi. He's unique. Hashem gave him everything he needs in order for him to fulfill his destination. Oh, sorry. In order to fulfill your destination, He's got whatever he needs, whatever's all the conditions and all the tools he needs to fulfill his job. And therefore, you shouldn't want them because he's got a different job to you. Therefore, he's got different tools. Chassidim asaprim al Rebbe Simcha Buni mi Pishischa she il from Bina of Omer ala Yehudi leyois hu atzmoi. The person has to be himself.
Has the Rav missed a story about Rav Simcha Bunin of Peshicha?
I just started reading it now, and at the top of Tzadik Vav, yeah?
All right, yes.
Chassidim Mesaprim al Rav Simcha Bunin. Yeah, that one you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, I'm just starting it now.
Uh-huh.
Al Yodi Liyoysu Atzmoy. Alav Lassois is a tafki Jehuta Lav Bo'ifen Atov Biyoysa Lavoides Hashem Bekol Ramach Evorav Shisal Gidov. Person has to do what he is supposed to do. You have to be yourself and fulfill your unique job that was placed upon you with all the 613 aspects of your reality. Yeah? the 248 of Orev and the 365 Gidov. If they'll come to me from Shemaim and they'll say, do you want to be Avram Avinu? They'll come to you and they'll say, do you want to be Avram Avinu? Yeah, you want to be Avram Avinu? Wow, that would be gewaldic. What does that mean? You want to swap. I'm going to swap with Avram Avinu. He'll be me and I'll be him. So what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu guide? At the end of the day, he has an Avram Avinu and a Bunim. But what's the gain here? So let him be Avram Avinu, I'll be Bunim. So I'll be Avram Avinu, he'll be Bunim. At the end of the day, you have an Avram Avinu and a Bunim. So you know, what's the Revach here? What's the profit? So we were speaking about earlier. But if you'll come to me and say, Bunim, we're going to give you the darg of Avram Avinu, the level of Avram Shalom, as Yelachar Rabbeinu Shalom Shnei Avram Avinu. Then you'll have two people who made it to the level of Avram Avinu. That I'm very happy to do. Not that you'll be Avram Avinu, but you'll be on the darg of Avram Avinu. For that, I'm for sure. That I'm very happy to have. But to swap with Avram Avinu, that's a waste of time. There's no gain. There's nothing's changed in the world. At the end of the day, there's one Avram and one Bunim. So be you. You have to be yourself. Stop looking at everybody else and stop, yeah, but everyone this, and yeah, but they don't, and I do. I've told you, the biggest treif, the biggest posel, the biggest churva of the world is Aval Kulam Osim Et Zeh. Yeah, but everybody does it. Yeah, but he does it. He's a choshev yid and he does it. That's a hechsher. That's not a hechsher. That's a treifa. When you do something because everyone does it, even if it's right, it's treif. It's treif. No, it's not even if it's right. If you go after people because they're doing the right thing, for sure, I'm not saying. But don't allow everyone does it to be a heter, because it's not a heter. It's not a heter for anything. Find out from your own rov whether it's something you should be doing or not, because the fact that everyone's doing it doesn't mean it's right for you. It may not even be right for anybody. But even if it's right for them, it may not be right for you. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing and focus on what you're supposed to do. L'kol Yehudi yesh tafkid. Everyone's got a job. B'machshove dibu u'maisa. In your thoughts, your speech, and your deeds. Shegoyim nachas ruach l'Hashem b'zbarach. That causes nachas ruach, whatever that means. You can't cause nachas ruach for Hashem. Because it means he was lacking it before you gave it to him. And now it means klape us. Whenever we talk about nasa nachas ruach Hashem, it's talking about from our perspective, not from his perspective. Ein yudim yute. There's no wasted Jew. Hashem didn't make a few extra Jews. He didn't make a few extra grains of sand on the beach either, which is quite astounding. If he'd made one grain on the beach less, the world would be different. Yeah, it would be different. Otherwise Hashem wouldn't have made it. Yeah? And that's how many... That's how many pigeons you need, because if there's one pigeon less, Hashem wouldn't have made it. You need them all. Everything's necessary. Every leaf on every tree is necessary. The Leshem says when Mashiach comes, you'll understand why every leaf had to fall off the tree when it did. Kol Yehudi yuchidi ve'ein lo tachlif. You can't swap one Jew with another. Each Jew is unique, and you can't swap him. Ein mi sheyah says tafkidim b'mkoyim, and no one can do his job. Nisyoin ployni b'shas ployni v'mokam ployni. Everything that's happening to a person in this particular time, in this particular moment, this particular way, with this particular other people, whatever, that's his unique mission. The reverberations that take place in Shemaim as a result of what he did, nobody else can do. The buttons get pushed and the lights that go on because of what he did, no one else can do. Miriam Shenivra Shemaim Varitz Adata. From when the world was created to now, nobody can fulfill that purpose. Yes, Eli.
If everything that was created is necessary, how are we allowed to kill ants in our house or anything else that's bothering us or endangering us?
There are things in the world that are dangerous that you have to get rid of. There's some people don't kill ants because they don't feel they're dangerous. I don't know. Maybe they were put in the world so you can kill them. I mean, why are you allowed to shecht a cow to eat it? Because that's his greatest desire, the cow, that he should be eaten by you. each thing in the world. I don't know. There are things that you can even kill on Shabbos because they're dangerous. Why did Hashem put dangerous things in the world? Yeah. Each thing you have to work out. You know, all the dilemma of Baltashkis. Can you cut down a tree? Can't you cut down a tree? When can you cut down a tree? There's all the lochas about this.
I hear. Go ahead.
And so potentially dangerous because you could end up eating one chas v'chilila and you'll be over about all sorts of isura derises or whatever. So maybe you have to get rid of them. I don't know. I mean, people live normal lives. You can't live in a house that's got black ants crawling all over the place. So, and Hashem puts them there so you can get rid of them. Why? What Hashem does, I don't know. They're beyond me. I mean, there are many questions like that, you know. And there's weeds in the garden. So you have to go pull them out and destroy them before you can plant your potatoes. Why does Hashem put weeds in the garden? Who needs them? For first off, okay, so that we don't know. But you have to get rid of the weeds before you can plant the... Rav Simcha Zatzal used to say, when a person moves into a house, there's cockroaches there. So he didn't buy the house to kill cockroaches. Yeah, that's not why he bought the house. But you have a house, and you can't live in a house with cockroaches. You have to kill the cockroaches before you move into the house. But you didn't buy the house to kill cockroaches. But sometimes you have to kill cockroaches. What can you do? Because you don't want to live with cockroaches. Your wife for sure doesn't want to live with cockroaches, even if you could survive them. So it's a chesed to your wife to get rid of the ants. I don't know. Good question. Why did Hashem create things to get killed? I don't know. Mind-boggling, no? Okay, when Mashiach comes, hopefully, okay, don't know. Good. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich oto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs this yid. Kedei sheyamid ben yisayin ze. To withstand this test. Kan bo lidei bitu et nagut akala hamityacheres im baile. This is where we see the expression of the kala, Klal Yisrael, being miyached with a baila, a kodesh bochu, ukefish biyanu liel, shekol yudi, hu bedagas reyosi. Each Jew is the daga of a spouse of a kodesh bochu, and this is where the expression of the kala's dedication to the chosen gets manifest. Kamu tachlis abriya ili yois kalosa shel a kodesh bochu li yisyached imoy. The tachlis of the bria is to be the kala of a kodesh bochu and to be misyached imoy, to join together with him. Kolzman shiri leyotze kesher ze im aviv shebeshamayim. Kolzman, you don't reach out to make this kesher with your father in heaven, because we also banim l'ashem elokecha. Kesher shu bebechinas kiddush shem shemayim beseisa. That we'll see, that's called kiddush shem shemayim beseisa, where you are makadosh shem shemayim hidden. Begin the machshavos of a believer cheder lifnim micheder, in the inner recesses of your mind, in the inner recesses of your heart, hidden deep within you, in the pnimius of a person. That's the kiddush Hashem Shemayim b'seisa. That's where you make the kesher. If you don't do that, adain rochokum in a kudus habriya v'tachlisoi, then you're very far away from the purpose of the bria and the ultimate fulfillment of it. You can be doing lots of mitzvahs and wonderfully good things. It's a good thing. Kolzman, you haven't revealed Hashem in the inner recesses of your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rochok mimenu. You're very far from Hashem. That's the Kel Aviv. That's Aroi Mimenu. You know, we saw from the Shlach Kodesh, you remember from Shiras Hayam? When it's Keli, it's Anivahu, then we're together because I have him inside of me. When it's Kel Aviv, then it's external. It's just, you know about it from tradition. You know, it's a cultural thing. You haven't revealed Hashem to yourself inside yourself. If you haven't done that, then you're very, very far away from what you're supposed to be doing in this world. We've got time to do Reuven and Shimon here. What's the time? Okay, let's start. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Shnem yudim Yerushalayim mishpacha nechbada, two from Jews from a very choshuva family. Kovim itim leTorah, iskim b'mischa b'panasam. They learn Torah and they kovei itim for panasa. Shnem yudim kenediva am veim moizilin mikaspam hoin rav leTorah moistas Torah tzedakah v'chesed. They're big ballet stocker as well. They're very popular in the community, and they give a lot of money to support Torah and Chesed. Shama mitnoises me'al moistis rabim shuhukmu l'achreina b'kol yalechoseim v'dachem hei mekachim shem shemayim b'rabim. The Makal Hashem Shemayim Barabim, you'll see their name on many buildings, on many moisters, on many yeshivas. There's their name on all the, you know, the things, and they're known as being, you know, big balei tzedakah, very choshuva people in the kehillah. And they're learning Torah and they have Yiras Shemayim. Yeboim Reuven also iska visparei kaisa iska gruah b'yoisa. Reuven does a business deal and it turns out to be a bit of a disaster. Not only is he going to lose all his money, but his name's also going to become very, very blackened in the community. Yeah, he took a lot of people down with him, you know. He lost a lot of money, not for himself, but for others as well. He can't handle the nisoyin. So he makes a little small la, little tiny little sheker, you know, changes a few, moves a few pieces around. Because of that, he managed to get out of the situation he was in. And he decides in his heart, half the profits from this iska he's giving to tzedakah. Yeah? And he did that. His life carries on the way it was. A sock of poichim, his business flourishes. Carries on, life was everything. So life was going on well. He had a bit of a nisoyin, he made a little bit of a la, and he got back on track, and everything's carrying on beautiful. Yeah? Makarish Shem Shemaim Barabim. Lumase Ochiv also kamoy iska bilti mutzlachas. Shim and his brother did the same thing. Yudeshi iska zu alulun lamoitet is koma tzava kalkili rois es chayev ves chayev ne mishpachto. He knows that this is going to ruin his life and the life of his family. He knows also that with a little tiny liar, he can get out of the matzav that he's in. He doesn't do what he wants. He has a rov. So he goes to his rov. Person not allowed to be over a love in the Torah in order to save his money. Person has to give up all his wealth, all his money, rather than be over a love in the Torah. He's not allowed to lie. Now, what do you do? You know what a nisoyin that is? Put yourself in that situation, yeah? That's a terrible nisoyin. Now he's going to lose $1 million. He's losing everything. He's losing his standing in the community, his name, his family, shidduchim, everything's going down the drain. And a little lie can save it. The Rav said you can't lie, so he didn't. He withstood the test. No one trusts this guy anymore. No one's going to give him loans anymore. He can't get credit. And he declares bankruptcy. The embarrassment, I don't have to explain this. You can all work this out for yourself, yeah? Everyone thinks this guy's the biggest ganef in the world. He's a forger. Neuchel, Gazlin, Veshasha, Mos, Gnaya, and it's Tadim Law. You can imagine all the Knesset meetings taking place in the davening, and there's just Noshim on Shabbos discussing the whole world, the whole shtot talking about this guy and his family now, yeah? Kulam Shoilim, Keitzer, Umaizla, Socket, Kaspam, Yusoimiv, Almonas. He stole money from Almonas and Yusoimim, whatever. But now he says, Agiela, Pirkin, Rachel, Lavlav, they can't get the conscience, Duchim. His wife's too embarrassed to even go out the house. His brother's carrying on. Yeah? He even helps to support his brother who's in financial difficulties. Good God. For sure, his brother did a massive, big, massive Kiddush Shem Shemayim. But whose reward would you rather have in the next world? You know, Reuven's getting paid out in this world for a lot of what he did. Yeah, Shimon's got nothing. This world, he doesn't have olam hazeh. But what's waiting for him in olam haba? For that moment of doing the right thing? In Shemayim, he's a godel. Why? He made a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the hidden world. He made a Kiddush Shem Shemayim b'seisa where nobody knows about it. Levad, who also says Beinola Bein Koina, he did that in the Chedi Yichud between him and Hashem. Hashem gave him a terrible nisoyin. And he revealed his love for Hashem where nobody sees it. That's the bechina. This is a marshal where everybody has his cheder yichud with Hashem. And that closeness, that's the ikur purpose of the bria. Reuven, even though he was makar Hashem Shemaim in the revealed dimension, nichshal bekiddush Hashem Shemaim b'seisa, he failed in the cheder yichud. In the relationship with Hashem, he failed. There wasn't a kiddush Hashem Shemaim b'seisa. Chesara lo pnimiyosa. He doesn't have an inner world. He doesn't have an inner connection to Hashem. He's going to get reward for all his mitzvahs, for sure. He doesn't get anywhere near the level of his brother. Okay, we have to stop here, but Metz Hashem will carry this on tomorrow. Oh, yeah, let me just at three lines. Can I just finish quickly? These nisoinis happen to us all the time. Maybe not so dramatic and big, but they're happening all the time to us. You're not talking about losing all your money. We have plenty of opportunities not to be over the Rotzen Hashem where nobody would know about it, in the hidden recess of our lives. No one sees you. That's the personal relationship you have with Hashem. When you will stand in Nisoyin, in the hidden recesses, that's when you mechadek, that's when you become one with Hashem, with love, with reus, with the relationship of a marriage. Oh, Metz Hashem, we'll talk about more tomorrow, but that's the vort here. The Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, Beseis is a big Kiddush. We don't think about such a thing being a Kiddush Hashem. A few more examples, your mind, I'll bring you tomorrow, that are more relevant to us maybe. And Metz Hashem will pick that up tomorrow. Okay, I'm sorry I went over time, but sometimes I can't help it. Beseda. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. So, Baruch, you look behelem, eh? What's wrong? Baruch looks shocked, stunned, and amazed.
I was trying to hit unmute to say Shkoyach. I'm a little behelem because this is a super, you know.
No, we'll see it. We'll remind you tomorrow to bring examples that are more relevant to us.
Everything I have to, I might try to, you know, flip the light switch with my elbow. More realistic.
You do the sheker b'shino. You do it quickly. Then no one, you know, some of you noticed that the guy wants to do something that's not right. He does it quickly, you know, on Shabbos. You know, if you like, you know, the you need the light off or on or whatever. You've got to switch off the light in the, you know, in your in the bedroom or whatever. And your wife's going to kill you. So you know, it's just, you switch it off quickly. So you notice we do that. We have that. Yeah, okay.
That's not the test, but giving up everything you have is pretty big.
No, don't. But okay, but don't make it so big. Otpam, in when you're working on developing a certain new talent, you start doing it slowly. You start building the muscles lightly. You don't walk into the gym and push 500 Ks bench press. You know, you start just with a pole, you know, with no weights, you know, and even that's hard. So you develop slowly the muscle. So Metz Hashem, I'll give you examples tomorrow that are much more realistic and much more real for us to start developing those tools. You do targilim, and then you start, you know, you start building it. You don't start with, you know, losing your entire fortune, your children, your wife. That's a marshal. Now, from that marshal, we have to apply that to my life, you know. I don't mind losing my fortune. The bank will be upset, not me. My fortune is my overdraft at Bank Mizrahi. You know, that's, you know, so are you allowed a lie to, you know, to give your whatever? Okay, yeah, all right. That's Hashem tomorrow, Rabbi Isa.